21, Wednesday night, the fifth shiur in Hilchos Brachos HaTorah, Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Ches. The Yesh L'Histapek, I can make a joke here that if the Yigayus would have both, then it's really only one Sif. Oh yeah, you want to join us for a few minutes? Up to you.
I have his number at home. I can try to get it.
Oh, you don't have it here?
No.
Let's just call me up.
I'll call you.
And if the phone's off, we'll leave a message.
Okay.
Okay, so the Yesh L'Histapek, it's not clear. Isagi Bekarif Kriyashma. Samuchlo Miyad Beli Hefzik. So what did we learn till now? We learned yesterday that you yotzei Brichas HaTorah, if you forgot to say Brichas HaTorah before davening, so you yotzei Brichas HaTorah with Ava Rabba, or as the Mechaber calls it, Ava Solon. And we saw in the Mishnah Brura, Be'alocha, that even without Kavana, you automatically yotzei. But you have to learn immediately. So in Sif Ches, he wants to know, if Kriyashma is called, you learned immediately, because Kriyashma is learning. Now that's a very strange suffix, because why the Yerushalmi is the one that says that you have to learn immediately. Again, the Bavli says if a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah and he davened, so he was already Yaitza Birchas HaTorah with Avraham Rabbi Sayyidim. That's a Bavli. Yerushalmi adds the requirement only if you learn immediately. Now logically, why in the world would you have to add that requirement if you can count Kriya Shema as learning? Everybody says, because Kriya Shema says Shema afterwards. So like it has no pshat, why should you be Masupik? So there's various explanations of the Safek. There's various explanations. Some have the Girsa in Yerushalmi, not Vuhusha Shona al Asar, which would mean he learned immediately, but v'hu shekara al asar. Some indeed have the Gerson Yerushalmi that that's only true if he said Kriyashma immediately, and you can have scenarios of not saying Kriyashma after Brichas HaTorah, after Ava Solom. I mean, it would be strange, let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, if you're in the Mishnayos Tomid, so the Kohanim, the Anshe Maimed, if they woke up early, they would say Yotze HaMa'oros and Kriyashma, and they would first say Ava Rabba afterwards. You could theoretically have scenarios, but Al Kaponim, if the Yigayus in Yerushalmi V'hu Shekara Al Asar, then the Yerushalmi is explicitly saying that it's Kriyashma counts, and it's only if you say Kriyashma afterwards. So that's the pshat in this suffix, even though, again, it's a little difficult to understand what the suffix is. What does the Mechaber say, bottom line? So, the Lachain, therefore, he says, Yesh li Zoyer. You should be careful of our Brichas HaTorah Kodem Ava Solom. Do me a favor, just don't forget to say Brichas HaTorah. What does he mean? He means, if you forget, because you might end up forgetting to learn after davening, then you'll really be messed up. Then you really won't know what to do, because you'll have like Suffolk on top of Suffolk. You'll be all messed up. So just remember, that's what the Mechaber paskens. Sifkotten Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. The Yesh L'Histapek. What is the Suffolk? What is the Suffolk? Why yes, why not? So the Yesh Lomar, the Mishnah Brura explains, the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the Kriyash Ma'avirak Adibre Tfiloh, Kimin Sheinoim Azel Hashem Limut. That's really a whole. So the Beis Yosef says, because Kriyashma, it's not learning. But the truth is, it's not so posh. It's not such a simple concept. I know I went through the Yerushalmi Brachos, right? So in the first parak of Brachos, there's a lot of indications that the mitzvahs Kriyashma, actually in Bavli also, like you have the Gemara Menachos, one man the other is your Yotzei. It's not so. The act of saying Kriya Shema in many sources is described as an act of learning Torah, of saying Torah Shebiksav. Like you're learning Torah Shebiksav, not a recital where, you know, like you pledge allegiance to the flag, so you're reciting Shema Yisrael, the Avtas Hashem Elokecha. That's one way of looking at Kriya Shema, it's a recital. And the other way is you're saying these psukim. Like the Torah wants you to say these psukim of the Torah. then it would be like a learning process. It would be like every time you learn Chumash. I mean, it would be like reading Torah Shabbat Ksav, which is a learning process. So that's the suffix here, according to the first teretz in the Mishnah Brura. Is reading Kriya Shema a learning process, or is it, as I say, like you're pledging allegiance? You're just saying, you're saying the psukim, you're reciting the psukim, but it's not really a learning process. And it's Kriya Satoira on Shabbos. It's certainly a learning process. You're reading from the Torah. So maybe in that sense, you're reading Kriya Shema. Like every day, Chazal said, the Torah, the Araisa, one parsha, maybe one pasuk, maybe two parshas, the Derabbanan, all three. You're supposed to read these parshios, but they're as much Liman HaTorah as reading the Torah of the Tzibur. Or no. It's like saying, I pledge allegiance. Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad. So that's the suffix here. Is it a learning process, or is it a daven, or is it a recital? Vayim bebriya agro, shochiach bepshitos, dein kriya shema moel ozeh. The gross raya is from, as I told you, to Yerushalmi itself. Like, what sense would it make to impose a condition that you have to learn immediately if you're always saying kriya shema immediately? Okay. Achakach matzosi gam came to sefer Leo Rabba. Shehevi gam came to harbe poiskim. That Kriya Shema does not count. The Nira and Adam Mishabura has an interesting thought. The Imkara Kriya Shema Lachar Zman Kriya Shema, which could happen, it's after Zman Kriya Shema. So he said Kriya Shema already before davening, and now you could say Birchas Kriya Shema certainly up till Zman Tefillah, and it's after Zman Kriya Shema though. So he says, then it's for sure like Korah B'Torah, because you're not saying Kriya Shema now. So you're just reading Torah Shema Ksav. So that's certainly. So ironically, if you're davening in the fifth is one Kriya Shema, you're better off in this regard. That it's then the Kriya Shema is certainly called like you're learning Torah. Efshe de l'chuli al main tzorch lachzu l'vorech afilu m'loi momar achakach miyad. He makes it sound like a b'dievet. And I would have liked the Mishnah Brura to furious and say, so you don't have to learn right after davening. That's what I would like the Mishnah Brura to say. But he doesn't go so far. All he says is that, so if you didn't learn right after davening, you're okay. You can count the Kriya Shema for learning. He doesn't want to make it into a lechatchila. Sifkaten yudches, yesh li zoher. Why? Be careful, say brichas ha-Torah before you daven. The Shema Yishkach will not take a flachrat tefila, he'll forget. Get involved, he'll have a cup of coffee. He'll talk to some people, according to the Mishnah Brura, if you talk, it's a hefsek. So that's like really a stringent view, that the only way to learn immediately afterwards is if you don't talk. So just remember to do it. Now what happens if you didn't? Let me just, if the bottom line halacha, the mechaber says just yesh li zoher. The bottom line halacha, what? No, that's something else. That's a few. That's by every Birkas HaTorah. No, but we learned yesterday. Abba Rabba is worse. Abba Rabba is more of a requirement to learn immediately than by Birkas HaTorah yesterday. Because Birkas HaTorah is neeker than it's Birkas HaTorah. And Abba Rabba, if you don't do a special learning, so there's nothing to indicate that it's Birkas HaTorah. That's why it has that requirement. We're only asking if Kriya Shema counts, but you certainly need to do it. So, the Mishnah Brura's Maskana seems to be like the Gro, that Kriya Shema does not count, period. So if you forgot to learn after davening, then again, Allah, I mean, if you forgot to learn after davening, you have to make Berachos HaTorah. That's on the Mishnah Brura Paskins. You can't be the requirement to learn after Abba Rabba is absolute. The only question is, does Kriya Shema count? Mishnah Brura Paskins like the Gro. Kriya Shema does not count. Okay? So not like the Mechaber. There's an interesting Kiveger that says even the Mechaber only says Yesh Li Zoher. He's only telling you to be from. But he also agrees that Lamaisa, you should make Birchas HaTorah.
It's time.
He will. 8:58. Time to go. Yeah. the Chiddush of Kvega, I assume it's on Shulchan Aruch, says that it's only Yesh Lizor, the Mechaber is only being Machmer, being from.
But the suffix only about Krishna, other Pesukim that are said.
When?
That are said right after.
When? No, they're not. Not after. No, that for sure doesn't count.
Because?
I mean, I guess, again, it might count if you hold that you have to say Bichsatur for Pesukim that you say by davening. But it seems that the only tzad is Kriya Shema, probably because Kriya Shema might be more of a bolate. No, I take back what I said. Certainly to validate Ava Rabba, you couldn't use Sukkim said by davening. Because it's not Nikar. The whole point is to make it Nikar. You're not making it. No. That's another reason why it's not. That's why. I mean, why would it be good? Why would it be good? So I'm saying, maybe if Shema is actual learning, so Adarabba, like you said, Bichatara, now you're learning. If Shema is a learning process,
maybe because we say Baruch Hashem, it's not Nikra, that it's more Nikra, that it's davening.
Which way? I don't know. More Nikra, it's davening. So we're talking about why yes, not why not. We're trying to figure out why yes. Maybe if it's a learning process, that would be the Nikar. In other words, you have to learn immediately. So if Shema is learning, so you've learned. That's the Hekir. We're saying a Smara that. It's like if a guy says Birchas HaTorah and learns every day, right afterwards. So you're not going to say, oh, it becomes not Nikar. You're going to say, okay, that's Adarabba, but that's how Chazal. That you should say Ava Rabba, which is a quasi Birchas HaTorah, and then say Kriya Shema, which is a learning process. I don't think you would then complain that it's not Nikra.
Why doesn't anybody mention the fact that can you have Kavana when you're saying Shema that you should be learning? Why can't it be like in other places? Can't you be Yotze?
Let's discuss it. If the reason Shema does not count is because it's not Nikar, then your kavana wouldn't help you make it nikar. Your kavana, yeah, right? And if the reason Shema doesn't count because it's essentially a recital, not a learning process, so I don't know if your kavana could change its nature.
Are there cases where, I don't remember what, where if you're saying Kedusha or other things, or maybe with laning or something, that if you get to those psukim and you can't
the other way around, you should have in mind you're just reading the psukim. If you're kadosh, there's a tzad that you can't say it without a minyan, so you should say it as if you're just reading psukim.
No, but I'm saying the other way, like, let's say that you're, I can't,
this is this case, are you
maybe? Okay, no, but also let's say that you're If you're in the middle of laning or something, you can't answer, I forget the scenario, but if you get to certain psukim that the tzibur is saying and you're saying, let's say, in something else that you can't answer. What?
Yeah, so what?
No, so I'm saying that there, if you have Kavana, then you can be Yotze, something like that. I can't see why
Kavana, but here, I don't know if Kavana to learn is going to help you. You're talking about Kavana to learn. He says, you know what, I have in mind, I'm learning. This is my learning. I'm learning Kriya Shema. If the problem is that it's not Nikar, or the problem is that it's essentially, you know, a recital like the Pledge of Allegiance, if that's the idea, then I don't know what good having in mind. I don't know if that would help you. You can't change its essential nature just by thinking that you're learning. So, again, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that you do have to make Birchas HaTorah again after davening. If you did not learn immediately after davening, you cannot count Kriya Shema as learning. That's the Mishnah Berurah's maskana.
Or if you spoke.
Well, that ruins the niyad.
Right.
Now Siftes talks about regular Birkas HaTorah. Yesha Omer from Hitzik Mein Birkas HaTorah Lelibudu Ein Bekach Klum. Now this is like a chiddush. On the surface, Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And if you're mafsik between the Birkas HaMitzvah and doing the mitzvahs, you have to make the bracha over again. If you say bracha Dal Hashem, then you have to fill it, and then you talk, or you pray, you may see a thousand. But by Birkas HaTorah, we don't say that. But the Nachon Shol Afsik Bein Ayim, and therefore our minig is that as well. Chaynoa Guloyna Parshas Birkas Kehanim, Samloch LeBirkas HaTorah. That's what we do. Yesh Shem Hitz. So time on what's their reason? The Dafka Baba Rabba Goy have a Yikr Bichos 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 Toiro Ezein Apoitu Olam Kim Lam Miyat Bli Hesek Abba Bichos HaTorah Pateres Kol Ayoy. Goes on the whole day, and a Jew is always holding by learning, and he's never Mesiach Das from learning, so he's always like about to go learn. That's how you look at it. So therefore, Avilu Lulomar Achatzila Shachris Atchatzi Hayom, even if he didn't learn anything until midday, and the Mishnah Berurah is being generous, still the Birkas HaTorah helps. The Lo Yidomi L'chol HaBrocha Shosu L'Hatzik Bein HaBrocha LaMitzvah K'mon Shekot B'Simen Reish Vav D'Shani Hocha the Mitzvah L'Hatzik Yom V'Layla. Like, you're always involved in Torah, you're always supposed to be involved in Torah. Yom Kein V'Odom L'Ka Hesach Hadas. Now this is the Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram. Okay, we'll see Vaitam in the next sheet. So this is the first shita, and this is why Meikra Adin, you don't have to. Avol Rova Achronim Chokan Alam Chaver. The Maskim L'Dasa Yeshomrim Hazeh. The Lokas of Amachaber Rak Vahanochon. Right? In other words, the Machaber is masking to this Yesh Omrim that it's not essential for you to learn right away by the true Birkas HaTorah. And he only says the Hanachon to learn right away. But they hold the Din Birkas HaTorah Kamei Kol Birkas HaMitzvahs Ayanenin the Tzorech Lachzor Lavorech in Hitzik Teker Afar HaBracha Afim Yodea Bibiru Shlo Yitzich Daitoy. Did you want Mavsik? Yes. Tchivin shvo hitzchol adayin ba mitzvah ein lo ancha kacha malochol. That's the technicality of Birkas HaMitzvahs. If you didn't do the mitzvah right away, the bracha dissipates. Chen hitzchol aprichodesh v'agro chen hetek hachayodim malochol. You call them near a lead. Tchivin liyesh poiskin shosoyven dein tzorech lachzor lavorech. So if it happened to you, it's not going to happen to us, because we rattle off those things after Birkas HaTorah. Unfortunately, we don't learn them. We daven them. Not so great, but what can you do? Something you do, it not because it's not nikkur, but it becomes like davening. You don't need nikkur by Birkas HaTorah, but the problem is, it becomes like davening. You're not learning, you're davening. It's for mice are good, but you should have in mind that you're learning, not davening. It's said from the name of the Shlod that when you should say it in a niggun of davening, not in a niggun of learning.
Should say it in a niggun
of learning. I'm sorry. You say it in a niggun of learning, not in a niggun of davening. You could say maybe Yivrechacha with a truck. That would be more like you're reading the Pesukim. Yivrechacha Hashem v'Yishvarecha. And Eilu Dvarim, you know, you could say Eilu Dvarim Shein Laim Shiur, not Eilu Dvarim Shein Laim Shiur. That's davening. Learning is Eilu Dvarim Shein Laim Shiur, Apeyo, Vabikurim, Barayon, Uvimel, Chazad, and Zalmud, Toiro. Eilu Dvarim, okay? You got the idea. But the Mishnah Berurah, although Rov Poskim hold, you do have to learn right away, the Mishnah Berurah says, even that there are poskim shel sovereign the ain't tzorech lachzor levarech, that you don't have to. Yosef toiv v'irlo, if it happened, shehitzik acha birkas HaTorah, you know, it could have happened that you talked before you said yivarecha. You know, I'm saying it's not sonegeya because we just say automatically yivarecha on the line, but it could happen that you talked. So if a hefzik doesn't matter, so it doesn't matter, but if a hefzik does matter, you talk. So the Mishnah Berurah poskim, they have in mind they have a rabba. plus the Birchsa Torah, and learn a little after davening. In other words, even though he just got through saying that most poskim hold, you have to learn immediately after Birchsa Torah, alts the din of Birchsa Torah, Birchsa Mitzvahs, so you have to do the mitzvah immediately because of that din. Mishnah Berurah like pulls back on the throttle a little. Says if it didn't happen, better be mechavan by Avraham Rabba rather than go making a new bracha. What's the Zion Beer Halacha?
No mentions here of Rav Hashiva
for that. No, that's discussed in Achrayim. That's for Rosh Hashivas to say sure about. Adar, over here it's a Raya Faker. That the discussion doesn't bring that in. They treat it like a regular Bichas Mitzvah. The only thing the first Shita is, the Mechaber Shita does, and he says, because you're not Mesiach Das. You never Mesiach Das, and it's always an ongoing mitzvah. So you're always involved in the learning, you're always about to learn, you always want to learn. Okay, we'll stop here.